Welcome, 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 everyone, to Loudmouth Radio Network. Tonight's show, Night Talk Live with J.L. King, is on air. Thanks, everyone, for listening and tuning in to a fabulous and another episode of Night Talk Live with J.L. Tonight, we're looking to have a great interactive show. For all our listeners that are tuning in online, make sure you connect with us, tweet with us, make your comments on Facebook. We're available now at loudmouthradio.com. For all our people who follow us on Blog Talk, you can follow us and chat live with us online, as well as call in 347-826-7520. We look forward to having your comments, your questions, and all that good information that you'd like to share with us live on air. Tonight is going to be a great show. We have some fantastic hosts. And we want to make sure that you are able to connect with us while you're on air with us. So if you're tweeting, make sure you tweet at Loudmouth, at L-O-U-D-D-M-O-U-T-H. We're on Facebook at Loudmouth Online. And we're so happy to have you this evening as our distinguished audience. We also want to make sure that you have the ability to contact us if you have questions for us off air at 706-363-3895. We're available 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And that is the Eastern Time Zone. We also want to thank our sponsors that are always our media partners in supporting us as an organization and as a broadcast radio station for you. Fletcher & Sons Auto Tool Repair of 7363 Terre Boulevard, providing our actual listeners and supporters the opportunity to have their car serviced. Now, this actual offer is good until tomorrow, which is May 31st. To bring your car in to have it serviced for only $75, have your AC, full system AC service check. This requires a leak diagnostic, full charger free on into your system to make sure that we got everything good and cool going into this hot summer that, you know, we typically have in the Atlanta metro area. Also, Digimo Printing of Stockbridge, Georgia, wants to extend to our listeners opportunity to have their dynamic digital printing and graphics done with them. You can contact them today at 770-506-2996. They're offering 250 business cards for $25, as well as 1,000 flyers, and you'll get 10 11x17 posters free with that purchase of only $80. Now, if you need design work, that fee would be extra. Look them up online on digimoprinting.com. And now, we'd like to bring our host for the evening, Mr. J.L. King.
Thank you. I want to say thank you to all of my listeners, those who are live and those who will come back later and listen to this show next week, later on tonight, tomorrow, or whenever, because I'm going to always be right up in here. So whether you get this good information from me now or you get it later, you're going to get it. If you want it, because it's free. And because we live in a world now of technology and cell phones and smartphones and smart TVs and internet and Facebook and Twitter, I'm always going to be all up in your mix. All you have to do is just tune in and listen. Anyway, welcome to another Thursday night with your host, Daddy King. Night Talk Live, bringing it to you. Whatever's on my mind, whatever's on my spirit, I'm just going to bring it to you. It's a beautiful day to be alive again. I always say to people every day that I wake up, the first thing I do before I let my feet touch the ground is to always say, God, protect me from all hurt, harm, and danger, that you cover me in the blood of Jesus, that you armor me with the full armor of God and protect me so I don't have to deal with the devil or the devil kids or the evil spirit, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Now, you heard it here first, and you don't ever hear it again. And if we never meet or if you never hear the sound of my voice again, I want you to always say that Daddy King said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You know, whatever I do, I always give God the glory and the praise. And whether you like it or not, whether you're an atheist or a non-believer, that's a personal thing I ain't got nothing to do with. I just want you to know that every chance that I get, James L. King, I'm going to always lift up the name of Jesus, because I can tell you how good he's been to me. Now, I could talk to you about the goodness of Jesus Christ all night long, but that's not what I'm on here for tonight. But I had to get my little commercial in for my Lord and Savior. It is a beautiful day in Midtown Atlanta. I think it's around 80 degrees. It's been hot all day long. And like with all my shows, I always start out with a little hot topics before I bring on our special guest tonight. There's so many hot topics I got on my list that I just want to talk to you about. But let me start out with my day. This morning I had a chance to go visit my good buddy and my little brother, Bobby Peoples. If you guys on Facebook, if you don't know Bobby and Renee Peoples, you need to get to know them. They are the fast-growing independent producers that I know, and they are truly in the shadows of Tyler and Oprah. And so my whole hot topic is not going to be about Oprah Winfrey, okay? So get ready. But anyway, I went down to Douglasville, and I had a chance to take a tour of Tinseltown Studios, which is located off 20, exit 37 in Douglasville. And I went down there this morning because you all know I'm always about talking about supporting black business. These are a couple that have opened up a multiplex, a small multiplex. They have a theater that sees 130 people, state-of-the-art sound, state-of-the-art green wall, state-of-the-art cameras, state-of-the-art everything you need. They are still growing, still under development, but they're doing some great things in their community, from offering a summer camp for young people to understand how to make CDs and DVDs and understand how to make film and direct movies and plays. So I'm just happy for them. And I had a chance to go down there, and we did shoot a commercial that should be downloaded on YouTube as well on Facebook later on tonight, I hope. So definitely take a look at that. Bobby and his wife, Renee, are doing some amazing things. I'm proud of them. And so if you're a playwright, an author, an artist, and you're looking for a place where you can do some inexpensive performances, please contact Bobby Peoples on Facebook or contact me directly. As well as when I was there on tour today, I got a chance to see a new sound studio that they're getting ready to open up. So you can actually go in there and record your own CD and state-of-the-art, top-notch recording equipment at a fraction of a price that you would pay if you went to a more fancy, fancy place. So that's what I did this morning. I left there, and it was so hot outside. And it's funny, every time I get in my car, I keep reminding myself I need to call one of our sponsors who work on air conditioning, because my car is tripping. Ooh, I'm so sick of my car, y'all, okay? I am so sick of that car. I really want to get rid of it. And I may do a contest on this show and have a free car giveaway. I have a Mercedes-Benz 2003. I paid cash for it. Love it. It's been good to me, but it's time for me to get me a new whip. So I want an American-made car, and I want a Honda, or I want a Maxima. Oh, I got my eye on that Maxima. That heifer is beautiful. Jesus, I want me a Maxima. So every time I see one, I always put my hand on it, oh, this is mine. But see, with me, when I buy a car, I pay cash for cars. I ain't trying to go down no, I want a car payment, because I ain't going to pay it. I ain't trying to go to no bank and get a loan, and they tell me that my car payment is going to be $700, $800, $900 a month. So I might as well not even go there. So if I can't pay cash for it, I'm going to continue to drive my little raggedy Mercedes-Benz. It looks good, but it's cute. I'm going to continue to drive her until she falls apart, because I am not going to buy another car unless I can pay cash for it. See, first of all, I don't even want a car. I'm a city boy. I am used to jumping on a subway, a train, taking a taxi, and getting to where I need to go. I don't want a car. I didn't get a car until I came to Atlanta. So, you know, a lot of my friends, they drive Mercedes and Jaguars and all that stuff, trying to be grand, paying $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 a month for a car. They are stupid. And I get in my little raggedy blue Mercedes-Benz that's paid for, and I just tow on down the street just like they do without a car payment. So, toot-toot on that one. Okay, hot topics. I'm going to talk about three things tonight with you. Then I'm going to bring on my special guest. I'm going to talk about my special guest. But before I bring on my special guest, let me talk about three hot topics. Because I know pretty soon Sonny's going to be trying to play some music. I'm going to cut me off and have to go into a commercial break. So I'm trying to talk really fast right now to get all my stuff out. So when we come back from commercial break, my guest will be on the air. I'm only on to 9 o'clock, so I'm trying to get everything out there. I want to get, first of all, let me shout out to all the people who are listening to me, all the people who just Facebook me, say they're listening because they want to know how they can get some free liquor for their upcoming events. Everybody wants something free. That's why I decided tonight to make my topic, how to get a liquor sponsor and how to get some sponsors. Everybody know always try to get something free. I know how y'all is, okay? Yeah, I'm talking broken English, but it's between me and you, Daddy King, and his kids, his children. So everybody wonder how I can get something free. So I invited my good friend and my manager and my colleague, my prayer partner, Donna Ritz, and her partner, Brandy, who know how to get you that free liquor. Okay, so hold tight for that. But anyway, my topic tonight is about the haves and the have-nots. Okay, I don't know what you guys, but I have fell in love with Tyler Perry's new drama soap opera series, The Haves and Have-Nots. Okay, it's a little bit of everything. It got a little bit of everything. Rich black folk, rich white folk, some gay stuff, some good-looking brothers, some beautiful white boys, some beautiful sisters. Oh, I love it. I was hooked. And a lot of haters who don't like Tyler Perry, they were on Facebook just talking about 10 minutes before the show. You know, we'll leave it in. Man, come on, y'all. Give the man. I mean, come on. Give the man the break. The band is the man. I don't care what nobody say. And y'all hating. If you can afford to have a $50 million Beverly Hills mansion, another $50, $70 million state in Atlanta, he got a farm in Hawaii, he got a penthouse in New York City, he is living the dream that most of us will never. Maybe I'm going to break it down for you. That 99.9% of us will never have an opportunity to live. And he uses only God-given talent, and he made it happen. And he connected with Ms. Oprah, the other billionaire, and they made it happen. And I give the brother props and respect and all love because he's doing the damn thing. And I love that show, and I can't wait. And I didn't get into Scandal. I know a lot of y'all Scandal folks, y'all cult Scandal followers, was all up in there in that mix. I hope you do the same thing about the haves and the have-nots, because the have and the have-nots are going to be my Scandal that I'm going to watch. I love it. Great acting, great writing, great everything. So yes, I'm on his thing. Yes, I am. Yes, I am, because it's black power at its best. So my love and my support to Miss Tyler, Mr. Tyler, and Miss Oprah, that they are doing the third thing. I didn't see the other show yet, the comedy. I do have a TiVo, and I'm going to watch it probably tonight or tomorrow, but I heard nothing but great things about that sitcom as well. So, and Oprah also reported today, got her largest viewership numbers ever because of the have and have not. Over 1.4 million people watched each show, the two-hour special. So I know she's dancing in the street, and, you know, she didn't give up on her dream to make own a successful network, and she knew the formula, and thank God her and Tyler got together and they made it happen. So Oprah, congratulations. Tyler, you my man, you did it. Keep letting. God bless you. Keep doing your thing. I love the one thing you said when Oprah interviewed you, when you said, do not listen to the bloggers. What do the bloggers know? All they do is make up shit and lie on you. So if you want to know anything about Tyler Perry, ask me. Don't listen to the bloggers. And I was jumped up and gave my TV a high five because y'all know how I feel about bloggers, because they will put out stuff about you. It ain't true, but y'all will listen to it, and y'all will talk about it, and y'all will believe it. But if somebody says anything good, you ain't trying to hear that. You ain't trying to blog that, okay? Because I'm a victim of bloggers that lie. So, Tyler, you and I are kindred spirits when it comes to the bloggers. F them. Okay? Now, in fact, I'm going to start my own blog starting next week, and I'm going to talk to you more about that next week. Next thing I want to give you my hot topic is Oprah got an honorary doctorate degree from Harvard. So she is now not only Lady O, she is now Dr. Lady O from Harvard University. She was a commencement speaker today, and they awarded her with an honorary doctorate degree, and I'm so proud of her. So, my God, what more can you ask for? You got everything, Ms. Oprah. Everything. What else do you need? Come on, girl. You got everything. Tyler's riding with the president, and you get an honorary degree. And they still hating on y'all, because black folk will find something to hate on you in a minute. They don't care if it's all good. I'm glad. I don't know if Jesus Christ could not have been black, because if he was black, woo, y'all been talking about him like a dog since his very day. Even he walked the water and raised the dead and got you out of bankruptcy and saved your house and got you a job and took you out of the hospital and all these things. If he was black, y'all still would find something to talk about him about. So I don't care nothing about y'all haters. I fly above my haters. I love that. I fly high above my haters. Now, I'm not mad at nobody today, nor do I got an attitude, but I just want you to know that we need to give some love and some kudos and some bravos to the people in our community and our race who have done the great things. And Oprah and Tyler are doing great things. Ain't nobody I know can match them. Nobody I know can even come near what they have done. So if you're not a fan, don't watch it. If you are a fan, be like me. Continue to uplift them because they are definitely role models for the next generation. Okay, 8:15. I know it's time for me to go into commercial break. I haven't heard my little cue from Miss Sunny, but I'm going ahead and just give it to her right now. Because when I come back, I want to introduce you to my two special guests. So sit back and get ready. In the meantime, I'm going to pass this buck over to the CEO and president of Loudmouth Radio, my girl, Sunny. Take it away.
Just go.
This is your car. You might want to take it to Fletcher & Sons Auto 2 Repair in Jonesboro, Georgia. Don't let the summer creep up on you and let your ignition or your engine sound like it's suffering. It's about to be hot. Take advantage of this one more day opportunity to have your car serviced at Fletcher & Sons at 7363 Terra Boulevard in Jonesboro, Georgia. Contact them today at 770-471-0116. If you'd like to see more about them, make sure you visit them online at loudmouthtv.com and place in Fletcher & Sons in the browser window and take a look at their actual video. These guys are offering all our listeners and supporters the opportunity to take advantage of $75 full AC service. If you know like I know, that's a very expensive typical repair. So $75 is pretty good for them to do a leak diagnostic, a full service check, with the Freon charge up to make sure that your car is blowing really nice and cool. Make sure you contact them today. Fletcher & Sons Auto 2 Repair, Jonesboro, Georgia. Also, Digimo Printing of Stockbridge, Georgia is offering our listeners the opportunity to brand their business with some beautiful digital artwork. Get your flyers for your business today. What best way to network your business with others if you don't have business cards and flyers? You need to have them, so make sure you contact them today, 770-506-2996. Let Digimo take you to the next level. Back to you, JM.
Thank you for that wonderful break of commercials. And hey, I want to say this to your business people out there. You know you ain't got no money, but you know you need to advertise. So you need to call Sunny. You need to get on Facebook and track her down, Loudmouth Talk Radio, and let her know that you're trying to promote your business so she can hook you up with one of our special rates so you can reach the 10,000-plus people who listen to my show, okay?
JL, absolutely. And with that being said, let me play off of this. We are now offering an ability for our small businesses to have finance options to advertise, and that's exclusively done with us with our merchant account as Loudmouth Marketing providing those services. So if you would like to get your advertising with us, you may need some finance options, contact us at 706-363-3895. Thanks, JL.
See, y'all heard it straight from the CEO and president and founder of Loudmouth. But she's the one who's going to get your cheese. She's going to want to get that money. And she's the one who created the ads. Because I can't take your money and I can't create no ads. So that's the girl. So you need to get in contact with her. I'm telling you, a lot of people listen to my show. I probably got four other shows. I ain't worried about my personal air personnel. That's much love to Jazzy and Roderick and Sonny and whoever else is on the network. But I'm talking about me. And I'm trying to tell y'all that you can reach a lot of people and it ain't going to cost you a lot of money. So don't always just depend on Facebook to advertise your business. I see people on Facebook and all they do is advertise their little eyelash company, their makeup line, and their whatever. You need to be on the air. So get in contact with Sunny and let her hook you up with an ad so that you can reach my 10,000 million people who listen to my show. Okay? Now, through with that. Now, I'm excited to have our guest on tonight, Donna Riz and her vice president and her business partner, Brandy, are two individuals who are hustlers. They know how to get that money. They know how to get sponsors. They know what you need to do if you're applying for some sponsorship dollars They already got some liquor companies in their back pocket. And I know with the summer coming up, there's so many people doing pool parties, thinking that people are going to drop you some free liquor bottles off at your mama house. Ain't going to happen. You got some folk out there trying to do all type of stuff, and you ain't got no money, so you try to find somebody to sponsor your event, and you send out letters trying to ask people to sponsor your event, and, you know, you ain't get no good favorable responses. So that's why tonight I wanted to have Donna and Brandy on my show so they could tell you guys what are the ways, the ABCs, the secrets to get a liquor sponsor to support your event, and how and what is the proper way to go after sponsorship dollars, especially if you're not a nonprofit. How can you get something that cheap for your event? So without any further ado, I'm going to bring on Donna and Brandy, and we're going to talk, and they're going to introduce themselves, and we're going to find out what are the secrets to get a liquor sponsor, and how and what is the best way to get sponsorship for your event. All right, Donna, Brandy, are y'all there?
Sir, we're here.
Hey, you know, when you come to my house on my show, you know, we family, so we just going to talk. Y'all heard me. You know, I'm just going to bring it real, because my listeners, they love the fact I keep it real, and I know they all broke, and they looking for some freebies. That's why I got y'all on here tonight, because I want y'all to tell my listeners, all 10,000 million of them, how they can get a liquor sponsor and corporate sponsor dollars. But before we go there, I want you guys to just take some time and tell all my 10,000, 1 million listeners who you are, what you do, and then after you get through with that intro, we'll come back and talk about how to get some sponsorship. Take it away.
Absolutely. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Donna L. Rentz, and I am the CEO and president of Sisters in Motion Incorporated.com. My vice president is Brandy Kane Janot. She's also the CEO and president of Elaborate Expressions, and I'll let her talk about that in just a second. But Sisters in Motion Incorporated is a public relations, marketing, special event planning company based out of Florida. We specialize in sports film, entertainment industry, and we are the management team that takes care of New York Times best-selling author James. We're definitely elated to be on this show tonight. Brandy, you talk about Elaborate Expression.
Hello, everybody. Yes, I am also holding dual roles, also as president and CEO of Elaborate Expressions Event Planning and Design. At Elaborate Expressions, we design whatever you have in mind. And so what we do basically is we'll go ahead and take your event from the basic all the way to red carpet ready to absolutely fabulous. So go ahead, Ms. Donna. You can talk to them about sponsorship, and I'll back you up.
So hold on, before we go into sponsorship, before we go into that, I just want to say to all the people on Facebook and tweeting and listening and going to come back and get all my 10,000, 1 million listeners, this is your opportunity now to call in and ask questions at the end of the conversation we're going to have. We're going to open it up, and you can email Sunny, who is standing by to read your emails, or she will get them and send them to our guests later. But I know a couple people have already say they was tuning in because they're looking for some liquor sponsors. So this is your chance to call in live and ask Donna and Brandy the questions that you may have, okay? So on that note, let's jump right in and talk about the liquor sponsors. As you know, Donna, Brandy, people are always having parties, and I know a lot of people want to know, how can they get a liquor sponsor to donate liquor to their events?
Well, first thing is, you have to know the laws of the land, and that's the laws of the land based on each state that you live in. Each state has a variation on what you can actually do. I actually reside in North Carolina. North Carolina has a very, very strict liquor law. It would take me all day to even try to recite the variations that is related to getting sponsorship, actually having an event where liquor is involved. There's a lot that is involved because you're actually in North Carolina, that if you were in Florida, there would not be that same issue. One of the main things is to know the demographics. If you are going to a Chambord or to a Hypnotic, which is two names that we use quite often, especially Hypnotic, shouts out Hypnotic. When you go to them, my contact here in North Carolina, she's very good. She's excellent. All I have to do, the first thing she's going to ask is, how many people? Does the facility where you're having the event have a liquor license? What demographics of people is going to be there? Because luckily, this particular young lady has access to several other brands. I have not used any of those other brands, so I won't shout them out. But she has access to several brands. And what she'll do is go back to them to make it appeasing for them to be there. So basically, your event has to be an appeasing event for the liquor sponsor to be there. So, for instance, if there's not 50 people between the ages of 21 and 50, I'm just using some various numbers, you know, they have to at least be of drinking age, they may not be interested because no one may want, Hypnotic is a perfect brand to use because they like to target women. So when you come to them, if you have an event that's related to women, they love to put the purples out, to bring the flashing rings. They give gift bags. They do all these different things because they like to target women. So a lot of the things that's the best process to get your actual event at least put on the table is to say what your demographics is and who the person that you're actually wanting to target and why this person would be good for them to get their return on investment.
So you said to me that if I'm having a party, a tea party, or my sorority is having some of the ladies out late are going after women, that I just can't get free liquor. They got to be certain, I have to follow a certain checklist first.
Right. You have to, well, that's definitely because of being here in North Carolina, you do have to have a liquor license. A lot of event sponsors or actually liquor sponsors have their own onboard licenses. Azure Sky, who is the only black beverage company, shouts out Azure Sky, who is located here in North Carolina. When he goes out, because he's actually the beverage distributor, he is the owner of the beverage company. He has his liquor license, so he can go out and actually sponsor events, or he can go out and actually have wine tastings. He has various brands of alcohol. He has vodkas, wines. He even has an energy drink that he also provide for events. Now, getting the beverage companies to actually say, I'm going to give you a certain amount of product. For instance, Hypnotic sponsored the event that you came to Charlotte to do. And because the place that we had it, the venue had a liquor license, it was a good thing for them because all the product actually went to the venue. They sponsored the event for the people that were there, but the actual product went to the venue. And that was a plus as well for the venue to let us have the event there because they knew they were going to get that liquor sponsor.
And it's also an amazing thing that can really help brand your event. So some people may not understand the purpose of, getting these sponsors ahead of time and getting them on board, but it absolutely does wonders for branding your event and giving your event a sense of notoriety because they know, okay, if you have Hypnotic behind your event, people are more apt to come other people are more apt to sign on to become sponsors as well because they feel that your event is a worthwhile cause for them to get behind. So it is really worth your while to get in contact with some of these liquor distributors and see if you can, you know, acquire a sponsorship from them.
Let me ask you this. So if I'm having a party in my house and it's a fundraiser for a charity event, I won't have a liquor license for my house, so you're saying that I can't get a liquor sponsor to provide liquor at my home?
Now, when you're saying get a liquor sponsor to go and buy liquor for your home, it's a difference. As long as, like, for instance, in Charlotte, you can give away alcohol at an event as long as you're not selling it if the person doesn't have a liquor license. But the very issue when the person is getting ready to sponsor, a lot of times they're not wanting to get any way involved with that if that venue does not have some form of liquor license. A lot of the places here in North Carolina, or at least in Charlotte, I know, have inside of their actual lease agreements, they have where they can give away wine or beer, because in North Carolina, wine and beer is not sold in the same place as liquor, as it is in other places. So,
okay.
There's,
so
like I said, we're talking a whole big difference here.
So I can give, so if you give me Hypnotic, I'm having a party in my house,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to read an email somebody just sent me. I'm having a party in my house, they want to know, if I'm having a private party in my home, I don't want to give liquor away. I ain't trying to sell it.
Uh-huh.
You know, a distributor would be interested in giving me some liquor. And then his second part of the question is, how do they determine how many bottles do they give away?
Well, it wasn't based on – well, let me answer the first part first. Based on who is going to be at the party, number one, what the law is in the state where this person resides, if they can get a distributor that is interested in what event they're getting ready to have, like if it's a breast cancer awareness event and they're having it at their home and they know they're going to have 50 people there and 50 people are going to be of drinking age. No children are going to be there, because I know a lot of times I get that question from my contact here. What's the youngest person that's going to be there? Okay, so they decide, yes, we're going to do it. My contact doesn't determine by bottles. She gives me a card with a certain amount of cash on it.
Okay.
It doesn't go by the actual bottles. There's a card, there's a gift card, and the gift card comes from ABC. And that ABC card, I can go with a licensed person and pick out whatever is underneath that brand.
Okay.
So let's say if I have $200, I'm just mm-hmm. saying, let's say if I have $200 and they think that that's the amount that needs to, like you expecting 50 people, and that $200, I can spend with that $200 whatever I want. You know, I can get whatever I need, however many bottles I can get with that $200. Even Chaser, if it's available, because it's only a gift card. Anything that makes that happen. Now, they provide gift bags. I get wonderful gift bags from Hypnotic. Wonderful. Nail files, lip gloss, the menu, they come in and actually decorate. They bring, like, really nice things and put up the banner that's actually, matter of fact, you're sitting in front of one of them on one of your pictures. They mm-hmm. Bring the banners, the actual tea stand banners, and set them up. And the actual staff is the one that came and set all that stuff up. I didn't have to do any of that. Now, if a liquor sponsor is actually coming in and giving away free drinks themselves, then they're going to come in and give away those drinks themselves. They're actually set up with the mixologist, and all of that is going to be based on what you have determined with that sponsorship package. And when you give them a sponsorship package, your sponsorship package has to say back to them, okay, if you give me XYZ, you come in and cover my event, your name is going to be on the step and repeat, Your name is going to be on all the invitations. We'll actually do the event in your colors. It can vary. It can vary from what company to company what they want. And they may send their own mixologist. They may send they may turn it out for the whole night, you know, and have drinks flowing until the end of the night. But the key is to be a reputable company that the liquor sponsor feels comfortable putting their name on.
Gotcha.
Which we're proud to say Sisters in Motion is, and Elaborate Expressions.
So all my listeners listening in online and tuning in on your cell phones or whatever, you heard it from the lady herself. She said that you got to have your stuff together. And that's one reason that you might want to reach out to Sisters in Motion and hire them and let them do the proper paperwork for you. So when you apply for your liquor license, your liquor sponsor, then you know your chances of getting it are going to be a whole lot better than you going to distribute yourself. So if you are a caller or you want to call in, I'm sure Sunny will let us know we have a live caller and you can ask your question to Brandy and to Donna. So Donna, let me ask Brandy, let me ask you ladies this. I know a lot of celebrities like Jay-Z and the Puffy and another boy named, so many of them have their own vodka lines right now. Are they eager to sponsor events because they're trying to get their name out there?
I know a lot of places here in Charlotte, they get a lot of events sponsored by Ciroc, but I don't know if there's a variation from them to anybody else because they're in the same game we are. Everybody trying to make dollars. You know, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So I don't think there's a variation because their name is actually attached to a particular liquor where the difference in actually they own the name. Somebody else is actually the distributor and they own the name that's on that particular bottle. Okay. You can actually, for instance, with Azure Sky, you can actually have a JL King brand vodka. All you do is just call them and tell them that's what you want to do. So it's not a variation of you having JL King passion fruit wine, because all you need to do is call and have that done. Of course, you want to make money just like the person who made the wine for you. So I don't think the variation is going to come in that Jay-Z or anybody else that has a wine brand or, I mean, a liquor brand, they're going to say, no, you know, I'm not interested in doing any kind of sponsorship. Now, what may be the variation is the actual price point, because I can imagine that Jay-Z doesn't have to go to a specific, you know, event that only has 50 people. But now if it's 50 people who own Learjets, that's a different situation.
Right. So let me ask you this. I just got an email from someone who asked me, if I have a party, a private party in my home for a charity event or a party, is it required that I have to have any type of special insurance to cover my attendees?
Insurance to cover the attendees at your home? Well, your homeowner's insurance, I would say, having been in the insurance industry for a while, your homeowner's insurance to cover anybody that's in your home.
So if I get drunk at somebody at your house because I got hypnotic and gave you all this liquor and I'm all messed up and I get in a car accident on the way home, so I can't go back and sue hypnotic? That's what the question is basically saying.
Yeah, you have a live call.
So what now?
Hey, Brandy.
You have a live call.
Okay, Brandy. Hold on, you guys. We got a live call. Brandy, we'll come back to you on that. Live caller, go ahead. What's your question? Who are you?
Hi. My name is Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
Oh, hey. You guys just answered part of my question. I was wondering about the insurance as well, but then I was wondering also how much would a liquor license cost you? And do you have to have insurance to have a liquor license?
Well, some people, like here, you can get a temporary liquor license, and I think it's $50 or something like that, but it takes 6 to 8 months to actually get it. So
okay.
it's like crazy for you to think you're going to have an event today, because it's not, that temporary license is only for that event. It's only for that time frame. Now, with the 401(c)s, I think I'm saying that correct, is Florida comes with a liquor license. It has a liquor license that you can use temporarily for like two or three events. I'm not sure exactly how many it is. I'm you know, kind of paraphrasing on that, but it gives you a variation of where you can actually have an event and use your 401(c) to actually have that event.
Okay.
When it comes to liquor laws, I would suggest that you ask those things to your actual state, because each state has a variation of how it works.
So how does our listeners find out information on what's required for their state as it pertains to getting a liquor license and sponsorship?
Okay, you Google liquor license North Carolina, liquor license Atlanta or Georgia, liquor license whatever state, and it'll tell you exactly what you need to do. And then if you want temporary, say temporary liquor license, and it'll tell you exactly what you need to do in each state, because those states, it's very specific. The worst thing is to happen is the people to walk in and shut your party down because you have liquor at your party that you should not have, or you have people at your party that are underage and they're walking around holding the memorabilia or the different stuff from the liquor sponsor. That's a no-no here in North Carolina.
Ooh, Ricky, did she answer your question?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. So it sounds like if you're gonna have an event, then in order to get sponsorship, you need to do all of this like at least 6 to 8 months in advance. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you're someone who's been doing this for a while, then you usually get this. Let me ask you this. Are you going to have an event planner for your event?
Well, I am the event planner.
Okay,
so,
well, as an event planner, what you should do is start your list of people, start making that contact. If you're the event planner, always have that liquor sponsor and various people, not just liquor sponsors. I know that this is one of the main topics, but swag bags are made up of just people who want their information to be in a bag at your event. You have the people in your area, and you're telling them, I'm having the event, and I'm going to have this many people, and they may be interested in what you have. So, of course, being an event planner, I would start a list of what state are you in?
I'm in the state of Georgia.
Okay, well, I would go to the Georgia Bureau. I think it's tobacco and alcohol. I think that's how it's listed, and find out what the laws are there. And then from there, make friends, because what I've determined, whether or not they take your party or not, is based on, okay, let's say you're having a party and I'm having a party. That person that you've made the contact with is making a decision. They're basically the decision maker there. Should I go to his party or should I go to her party? So if you know that you're always going to send people over and do good things for your actual contact, then they may choose you over that other person.
Okay.
Also, when you're looking for venues, the easiest way to get around that is to look for venues that already have the liquor licensing that is necessary. Then that way they're holding the insurance necessary, they're holding the licensing necessary, and they know all the rules and regulations because that license is their bread and butter. So I would suggest that you look for those type of venues to have your parties and refer your clients to those type venues, as opposed to trying to create the wheel, you know, from scratch.
That's a good question, Brandy. Ricky, did we answer your question?
Yes, thank you so very much. I was trying to write it down as I was going along, so thank you so very much. Very, very
thank
helpful.
Thank you, Ricky. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Ricky. Thank you all for having me.
Thank you, Ricky.
Have a great
night. You always listen back to the old show. We keep the shows, and you go back and listen to them if you missed out on something. Before we switch the channel and talk more about just corporate sponsorship and not liquor sponsors. I have one more email just came in to me. It says, can I give the unopened bottles of the liquor sponsor away to my guests as door prizes or parting gifts?
In North Carolina, because the actual bottle has to be, it has to have a sticker on it, the venue who has the liquor license has to account for those bottles. So here, the answer is no. In that person's state, it possibly can be because they may not have a strict law there, but they cannot do it.
Got you. So one more thing I want to say, Cliff, I know people will probably ask, you said earlier that you get a credit card for $200 for 50 people. So if I'm having 100 people, how is it determined how much of a sponsor value that I'm going to get for my event? Is it based on the number of people or the kindness of the liquor sponsor?
It is the kindness of the liquor sponsor is normally based off of the number of people. So hopefully it's going to provide them with exposure to the, you have to first understand that this is all about the exposure to them. They're giving you the opportunity to get exposure of a new offer you might not have been able to reach otherwise. So if you're going to provide people their brand to, then they're going to give you the amount of money, maybe 200. They're maybe a bit more expensive or less expensive, so that all that number is going to vary based off of the brand that you're dealing with in particular.
Gotcha. So you guys heard it first here, and always at the end of this interview, you'll be able to reach out directly to Sisters in Motion, Donna and Brandy, because they will be giving you their contact information. So I'm going to turn the page a little bit here, and I know pretty soon it's going to be time for us to take a commercial break. I'm just waiting for Sunny to tell me it's that time, but before she interrupts me with that cue, I want to just touch a little bit about sponsorship. I know everybody is always looking for somebody to underwrite their event. This morning when I went to Douglasville, Georgia, and I took a tour of Tinseltown Studios, one of the things that the owners said is that they were looking for sponsors to maybe cover 6 to 7 young people for their summer camp. So could you guys tell my 10,000 to 1 million listeners what are some of the maybe top 10 things that they need to be aware of before they start trying to get companies to sponsor events, individuals, or things? What should they know?
I would say the first thing you need to know is to make sure that the company that you are allowing to sponsor is, in fact, a they are not operating out of their
Brandy, I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Brandy, let me cut you. Brandy, you're breaking up real bad. I don't know if it's your end, but I'm hearing every other word. I don't know if you're in the wrong room or whatever, but I know you got some good information I want everybody to hear, but you're breaking up real bad. Are you in a bad location?
I think I am. Let me relocate down to bed and I'll finish up to get to a better location.
Okay. Absolutely. One of the things that I would say for corporate sponsors or any other sponsors, there's a variation. There's sponsors and then there are investors. Sponsors are people who will say for X amount of dollars or maybe even it could be in-kind services, it could be their actual product, whatever it may be, they will donate to your event, and donate meaning they're giving it to you. The only thing they expect back from you is what they get from that night, being it a logo on a step and repeat, as I was saying about their colors being there. Sometimes maybe they have their models that are there and they want them to wear their T-shirts, whatever that variation there may be. An investor, on the other hand, as you know, we're working on an event right now in L.A., the investor is going to ask you for way more information than someone that is only interested in getting a one-time event sponsorship. That investor is looking for a return on investment. That's an ROI. They're looking for, I'm going to give you this, but in return, you're going to give me back this, and usually financially. Like, if I'm going to give you $150,000, for my $150,000, I want at least $50,000 plus my $150,000 back, or double my $150,000 back. So as you're making the decision on who you're going to ask, you also have to take the time to make the decision, what I'm asking for, can I give them back in return what they're asking me for? Because that's the worst place to be in, is to someone to believe in you and say, yeah, okay, I'm going to do what you need me to do, and here's my $150,000, and at the end I need my $200, and you're looking like, well, I'm sorry, because I only made $10,000. That's like the craziness of the industry, but it happens all the time. But that's what you want to prevent. You want to be able to provide a first-class event that's going to event, whether it's a convention. Sisters of Motion has a convention coming up, the Sisters Saving Sisters Women's Multicultural Women's Convention coming. We do the Speak in Spirit Signature Series. All of those things are items that a actual company can come in and say, I'm going to sponsor a particular day, or I'm going to sponsor however many people are going to ride in a cab. It could be anything. It could be various things. Like for the women's conference, if a woman could not get there, in order to get their name advertised, JL King could provide 5 cab rides to the women's conference for free, because there are people that's not able to come. That's sponsorship. That's what sponsorship is. When you get that swag bag, when you go to an event and all those different things are inside of it, those different things have been sponsored by particular people, because they know that you have a group of people in an area that may not know their name.
Gotcha. So basically you're saying that if so, would you think, Brandy, if you're back with us, hopefully you are, you're saying that, Brandy, I'll direct this question to you, because a lot of people don't understand how to ask for sponsorship. They think that they can just make a phone call, or they just have to submit something. Could you tell us, Brandy, what should someone have prepared to submit to a bank or a foundation or any type of funder in order to have a better chance of getting the sponsorship dollars? What should they really be equipped before they go ask for the money? What should they have?
There are absolutely a few things that are must-haves. Some of those things include your financials. They want to know, what exactly is this event going to cost you completely? Who's going to handle the money if we do turn it over? So you want to make sure that that your finances are in order. So you want to break down, if it's something that you're wanting for one single event, how much is everything going to cost? How much is the venue going to cost? How much will your food, your alcohol, all those things that you need sponsorship for? Most people want to know, especially if they're investors or they're doing financial sponsorship, they want to know, how much is it going to cost in general? They also want to know, like Donna talked about earlier, how many people are we going to be exposed to? Is it going to be worth our while? What exactly is the background of this event? If this is an event you've been having annually and you normally have 250 people show up, those are great things that you would like to include in your sponsorship package, so that they can have a great understanding of the validity of your event and the weight that your event will hold in your community, around the city that you're holding this event in. Will it be something that goes on? We will be having it next year. Those are the things that they want to know, as much information as you can include in your sponsorship package, how many people have sponsored in the past, whatever it is that gives your event weight. That's what you want to make sure that you include, especially your financials.
So I could be a for-profit company and I can still reach out and try to get somebody to sponsor something for me, or do I have to strictly be a nonprofit or have a nonprofit entity?
You can absolutely be a for-profit organization, but not-for-profit organizations have a greater chance of getting sponsorship dollars because that can then be, of course, written off. It makes the company look good that they're sponsoring something that is not-for-profit. So even for the for-profit companies, our suggestion is that you go out and get a not-for-profit that you would like to back at the, with the profits of your event. It doesn't have to be a large amount of money or anything like that, but let's say, for instance, you know in your city that, you know, breast cancer awareness is something that is huge in your city. Go out and reach out to those not-for-profit organizations and say, hey, we would like to give you a 3-4% off of our door if you would allow us to use your name in our advertising. So then you go and you say, when you begin to ask for sponsorship, that looks really good to any company that is going to be sponsoring that we're sponsoring this that is going to be the proceeds, our partial proceeds are going to be going to breast cancer awareness. That just looks good across the board for everyone involved. So it will be to your best benefit, even if you are a for-profit organization, to go ahead and bring in those not-for-profit organizations to assist you with your project.
Gotcha. Before we go on break, I wanted to ask you ladies this question, and we're going to pick it up when we come back from our commercial break. I would like to know, and I know I just got an email from someone who said, what are the top 5 companies out there that are giving money away to black folk? We'll be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Connect with loudmouthradio.com today. If you have a small business, you want to put your business out there to dedicated listeners, contact us today at 706-363-3895. We broadcast each and every week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, with different format of talk shows, thought-provoking events, community situations and issues. We want to connect with you. Become a media partner today. Also, check us out online at loudmouth.com. That's LOUDDMOUTH.com. We also offer affordable advertising options for your small business. If you would like to find out more information, contact us from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We'd like to thank our supporting sponsors, Fletcher & Sons Auto Repair of Jonesboro, Georgia, located at 7363 Terre Boulevard in Jonesboro, Georgia. Contact them today at 770-471-0116. Have them take care of your vehicle today. They actually specialize in foreign and domestic vehicle auto repair, full service, ASE certified, and Better Business Bureau type business. For all our small businesses that have a need to have their branding done and have some very professional digital media done, contact Digimo Printing today at 770-506-2996. Let Digimo take you to the next level. Contact them at digimoprinting.com. Now back to you, JL.
Thank you, Sonny. Yeah, support our advertisers. We need you, and they need us, and we all need each other. It takes a village to raise a child. So please sponsor and contact and support our sponsors. We need them dollars. All right, before we went on break, I asked our lovely superstar professional guests, Donna and Brandy of Sisters in Motion, I got an email from someone saying, could they please tell us what are the top 4 or 5 companies that they should look at when they go out to sponsorship dollars? And so we're going to end this segment because our time is almost up. See, we've been flowing through this because we talk about dollars. Woo, that time, money always go by fast. So Donna, Brandy, tell my guests, my listeners, all 10,000, 1 million of them, what are the top 5 companies they should think about when they go out to sponsorship dollars? Go. Number one.
Well, one, I'd say Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is, top of the list right now. They have a minority program right now that they're actually giving women-owned businesses money to help them, or help us, I should say, to make our business to expand and do various things related to business. Wells Fargo would be my number one choice, especially if you're trying to get big dollars. We're actually working on a project right now that we're putting a couple of projects on the table, or actually putting this project on the table for Wells Fargo, and they're, at least they have an interest. So that's the first thing, is getting in the front door where the person is not saying, okay, no, I'm not trying to hear that, I'm not interested. My second choice would be Delta Airlines. Delta Airlines has been very good in giving sponsorship previously. We personally haven't used Delta Airlines, but I do know of some instances that Delta Airlines has been very lucrative in helping various minority entities right now, especially one of my very good friends here in Charlotte just used them for the Charlotte Black Film Festival, and they were very good. Time Warner Cable here did some really nice packages. Brandy, I'll let you do the last two that you think.
I found that there's a number of companies that I've actually been working with, and I'm sorry, one second. One of them is definitely McDonald's. They do an awesome job, especially when you're doing something that is going to benefit the youth of minority communities. Again, going back to that not-for-profit situation, when you have anything that's going to benefit youth, or even not even necessarily minority youth, but especially when you're trying to do anything that involves them, McDonald's will come out, they'll give out all types of products for you, which also helps you have branding. They'll also give you, of course, financial dollars for sponsorship as well. And Best Buy does great with giveaways and sponsoring events in the background, especially when it comes down to minorities that are trying to build their business, building their brand. As long as you have the stability behind you, they'll come out and they'll support you.
Got you. Those are five big corporate companies. So what I want to say before I let you ladies go is, first of all, thank you so much for all this valuable information that you have put on our hearts and our minds, because, again, right now everybody's looking for liquor sponsors and ways to support youth summer camps and all type of other events. I know everywhere I go, the conversation always comes up on how can they get sponsorship dollars. And even a lot of my author friends are always looking for ways to get a company to underwrite their book tour or their book. But before I let you ladies go, please share with my 10,000, 1 million listeners who will listen to this show either tonight or been listening online, been emailing me, or will come back and listen to it tomorrow, the next day. How can they find and utilize Sisters in Motion? And I know your rates are very competitive, and that you offer great services to help people get branded, market, put together those EBK packages to get those sponsorship dollars, as well as you guys are all so well connected. So to my listeners, if you really want to not waste your time and try to do it yourself, I highly recommend that you hire and retain Sisters in Motion and let them do all the work for you, because your chances of getting that money or that liquor sponsorship will be a whole lot better than you trying to do it yourself. So, Brandy and Donna, please tell my listeners how they can find you and follow you on Twitter, Facebook, and whatever other social media outlets you're on.
Absolutely. You can go to our site, which is Sisters, and that's SISTERSNIN Motion, MOTIONINC.com. You can follow us on Twitter at SIM_INC, and Facebook the same, Sisters in Motion, Inc. Brandy, tell them about Elaborate Expressions.
Elaborate Expressions can be found on Facebook at Elaborate Expressions Event Planning, and as well as elabexpressions.com.
Gotcha. Now, you said something earlier about you have something coming up soon, Empowering Women. You want to tell my listeners a little bit about that and how they can find out more information about this upcoming conference?
Absolutely. The Sisters, Saving Sisters Multicultural Women Conference, we're looking at winter of 14, maybe even sooner, but We're working on the product of it right now and getting it together and getting sponsors and getting people who would want to come in and speak. It's going to answer all the questions that women want to know, from finances to relationship to health issues, everything that a woman needs to know to be productive in this world. Religion, if you're your inspiration, anything that you need to make that happen for yourself, your business, how to involve your business in other businesses and network. We hope that everybody should be able to come out in whatever city that we may be in. We want to cover the globe. This is not something we want to make national, but actually international. Anyone that's interested to find out more information about it can call our company at 866-533-0593.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time for my listeners.
866-533-0593.
There you go. There you go, people. You heard it straight from the CEO's mouth. Ladies, thank you so much for giving me, my listeners, some of your very valuable time. Love you both. We appreciate it.
Love you
both. I love smart black people, especially smart black women. And you definitely have enlightened us all. And I'm sure that you're going to be hearing from my listeners. They probably will reach out to you. And when they reach out to us, we'll definitely forward that information to you for follow-up. I want to say that you guys are great, that you have a wonderful evening. Keep me in your prayers like I'm praying for you. As we all say and we agree, we believe that we live a faith over fear lifestyle. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. From the ordinary to the extraordinary, we're professionals at your service.
Amen. Amen. Have a good evening, ladies.
Good night.
Good night. All right, my people, you heard it tonight. My special guest was Donna and Mirandy of Sisters in Motion, and I swear to you, they gave us some valuable information. You know, we, our community, we are full of smart, bright people, you know, and I think that we really don't celebrate the bright, smart, intelligent, progressive individuals in our community. You know, and so that's why I'm glad tonight I had the opportunity to bring to you two individuals who I know from personal experience of how they make things happen. Donna is my manager, and she makes things happen. So if you're out there and you're tired of going around a mulberry bush, and you're tired of getting the same old results, and you're tired of not getting ahead, and you're tired of dealing with unprofessional people, and you're tired of not seeing your dreams and your goals coming to realization, then I would highly recommend that you reach out to Donna at Sisters in Motion and let her jumpstart your career. I guarantee you that. I put my name and my word behind the services that she and her company, Brandy, provide. Okay, we even went past my 9 o'clock deadline, and I only like to stay on the air for an hour, even though my CEO say I can stay longer, but I see the music's coming on. I'm going to let her take you to a commercial break, then I'm going to come back and wrap the show up. Take it away, Sonny.
We want to make sure that you guys know to listen to Loudmouth Radio each and every week, broadcasting live, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Connect with us with The Universal Mind with Roderick Watkins on Monday nights. Tuesday, The Bare Truth with Jazzy Jones, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers. In the Studio with Sunny. And Thursday nights, Night Talk Live with J.L. King. Each one of these shows are bringing fresh topics each and every week. Fantastic guests, along with our hosts, working very hard to make sure that they're doing and speaking on things that are important to you in your community. Connect with us online at Loudmouth, LoudMouth. Like our page on Facebook at facebook.com/loudmouthonline. If you'd like to be a featured guest, if you'd like to have some topics or suggestions that you'd like to share with us, contact us at 706-363-3895. We're available from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. This actual episode will be available for download and archive on demand at loudmouthradio.com anytime after 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have any further requests that you'd like to submit to us Also follow our blog on loudmouth.com, L-O-U-D-D-M-O-U-T-H. All of our listeners that are coming in from all different parts of the world, we appreciate you at Loudmouth Radio.
Hey, there you go, there you go. You heard it straight from the CEO. We appreciate you, we love you. And again, five nights a week, you can tune in right here and listen to the great lineup of Roderick Watkins and Jazzy Jones and Sonny and myself and our other air personality, which I need to get her name down pat and get it straight here. Also, if you got some music and you want us to play, contact Sonny. If you got some upcoming events, you want some free advertisement, contact Sonny so she can put you on our website, as well as let us know so we can let folk know where they can go and attend your function and your affairs. Also, reach out to me. I'm JL King at Facebook. I am now officially offering my services as one of the top writers in the world to help you write your book. So I put on Facebook my new flyer. So please reach out to me at authorjlking@gmail.com or hit me up on Facebook and let me work with you to write your story so you can become a published, successful author. That's a plug from me to you. So again, reach out to me. I would love to work with you to get your story told. I'm so grateful. I have 8 new writers I'm working with, praise Jesus, that I got this week. Hallelujah. That I'm happy for, that they trust me enough to take this journey with me. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for supporting a brother, because a brother got to eat, and I need some new shoes, and my car needs some air conditioning overhaul. So I'm going to give love to my new clients, my paying clients at that. On that note, I'm about to get out of here. I'm going to go grab me something to eat. I'm going to watch the Braxtons and out on TiVo, see what them heifers doing tonight. And I look forward to seeing you again next Thursday at 8 o'clock. That is, if God will allow us to meet again next Thursday at 8 p.m. As always, pray for me. I'll pray for you. And always know that God has your back. I'm out. I'm Daddy King. Peace.